The wicked scoff, they speak with malice, they plan oppression from on high. How good God is to the just, how faithful to the honest. Yet I almost slipped, came close to stumbling, for I envied the arrogant as I watched them succeed. Their bodies are perfect, well-fed and healthy. They remain untouched by the troubles most of us bear. They adorn themselves with pride, wrap themselves in violence. Decadent and slick, they scheme recklessly, mocking and snarling, spewing out their threats. They claim to own the heavens and dictate to all on earth, pulling people after them who swallow what they say. They ask, how would God know? Does the Most High see anything or care? These then are the wicked, always richer, always strong. How useless to keep my hands clean, or to keep my conscience clear, when I suffered day after day, and each dawn brought me more pain. Then I realized, if I should speak like that, I would betray your people. I struggled to fathom this problem, but it was too hard to understand, until I saw things from your view, Adonai. Now I understand their fate. They have chosen a slippery path. They are sliding to their own destruction. How soon will they come to ruin, swept away in terror? Like images from a dream, they fade and disappear. I had become embittered. My sense and feelings were numb. I was dull and did not understand, as clueless as an ox. But I was always in your presence, and you took me by the hand. You will teach me with your wisdom, and lead me into glory. What more would I have in heaven? Who else delights me on earth? If mind and body fail, you are my rock, my support forever. Those who ignore you will perish. The faithless destroy themselves. But my joy is to be near you always, for you, Adonai, are my refuge. I will proclaim all your ways at the gates of your city, Zion. The wicked scoff, they speak with malice, they plan oppression from on high.
A reading from a Paschal homily by Saint Melito of Sardis. There was much proclaimed by the prophets about the mystery of the Passover. That mystery is Christ, and to him be glory forever and ever. For the sake of suffering humanity, he came down from heaven to earth, clothed himself in that humanity in the Virgin's womb, and was born a man. Having then a body capable of suffering, he took the pain of fallen humanity upon himself. He triumphed over the diseases of soul and body that were its cause, and by his spirit, which was incapable of dying, He dealt our destroyer, death, a fatal blow. He was led forth like a lamb. He was slaughtered like a sheep. He ransomed us from our servitude to the world, freed us from our slavery to evil, as he had freed Israel from the hand of Pharaoh. He sealed our souls with his own spirit, and the members of our body with his own blood. He is the one who covered death with shame and cast the devil into mourning, as Moses cast Pharaoh into mourning. He is the one who smote sin and robbed iniquity of offspring, as Moses robbed the Egyptians of their offspring. He is the one who brought us out of slavery into freedom, out of darkness into light, out of death into life, out of tyranny into an eternal kingdom, who made us a new priesthood, a people chosen to be his own forever. He is the Passover that is our salvation. It is he who endured every kind of suffering in all those who foreshadowed him. In Abel, he was slain. In Isaac, bound. In Jacob, exiled. In Joseph, sold. In Moses, exposed to die. He was sacrificed in the Passover lamb, persecuted in David, dishonored in the prophets. It is he who was made human of the Virgin, he who was hung on the tree. It is he who was buried in the earth, raised from the dead, and taken up to the heights of heaven. He is the mute lamb, the slain lamb, the lamb born of Mary, the fair ewe. He was seized from the flock, dragged off to be slaughtered, sacrificed in the evening, and buried at night. On the tree, no bone of his was broken. In the earth, his body knew no decay. He is the one who rose from the dead and who raised humanity from the depths of the tomb. And you, O Adonai, have mercy on us.
What wondrous love is this, O my soul, O my soul? What wondrous love is this, O my soul? What wondrous love is this that cost the Lord of dreadful curse for my soul, for my soul, to bear the dreadful curse for my soul. When I was sinking down, sinking down, sinking down, when I was sinking down, sinking down. When I was sinking down, quite sure that I would drown, Christ laid aside his crown for my soul, for my soul. Christ laid aside his crown for my soul.
Almighty and ever-loving God, you have given the human race Jesus Christ, our Savior, as a model of humility and patience. He fulfilled your will by becoming one of us and giving himself totally on the cross. Help us to bear witness to you by following his example of selfless love even unto death, and so make us worthy to share in his resurrection. We ask this through the same Christ Jesus, who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.